history of the Maya, a timeline of the beginning of Mesoamerica to the end of the pre-classic period. Now, the pre-classic period usually gives different dates, and it runs anywhere from 1500 BCE to 200 AD or 250 AD. And then that is divided into early pre-classic, which goes from 2000 BCE to 900 BCE, middle pre-classic 900 BCE to 300 BCE, and then the late pre-classic, which is 300 BCE to 200 to 250 AD. Now, in looking at this, and anytime you do timelines and you're messing with dates, they change as archaeology finds more material. So we go all the way back to the arrival. Now, some people put 21,000 BCE as the hunter-gatherers entering the New World, crossing the Bering Strait, and then ultimately a few thousand years later live in the Valley of Mexico, near where the Aztecs built their capital of Tenochtitlan. It could have been 26,000, it could have been 27,000 without any problem. We always have trouble pushing it further back because it's hard to find what we're looking for and have it to survive. When you get to around 7,000 to 5,000 BCE, Mesoamerican settlers are developing farming skills, so they're not hunting and gathering anymore, or they may do a little of that, and they domesticate wild plants, including maize. And by the way, they believe that the initial maize slash corn actually came back every year. You just picked the material off of the plant, then it would come back, and then over the years it got bigger, and they did hybridization and other things. From 2500 to 1500 BCE, you have the first farming villages in Mesoamerica beginning to show up. Settlers raised maize, chili peppers, squash, and cotton. From 1500 to 1200 BCE, we have our first civilization. We have the Olmecs, who build what we refer to as San Lorenzo. This is on the Gulf Coast. In 1350 BCE, a major urban settlement is then built at San Jose Macot. In 1100 BCE, a second Olmec city is built at La Venta. In 1000 BCE, the Ocos and the Cuadros village farming cultures thrive on the Pacific coast of Guatemala. In 900 BCE, the Olmec site of San Lorenzo is destroyed. 800 BCE, settlers built the first villages in the lowlands of the Maya region. 600 BCE, you have the carving on a monument at San Jose Magot, which may be the earliest Mesoamerican writing. 600 to 400 BCE, the Maya begin building and creating ceremonial centers, but the first one appears to be at Nakbi. In 500 BCE, the Zapotecs built Monte Albán. Now, Monte Albán is an interesting location. It's in central Mexico, and it would be about halfway between where Tikal is located and where Teotihuacan is located, so it's an excellent location to control trade. 400 BCE, the Olmec site of La Venta on the Gulf Coast is destroyed, and the Valley of Mexico, the city of Culiacó, becomes an important city. 300 BCE, we have decline setting in at Nakbe. 300 BCE to 100 AD, Maya craftsmen build ceremonial and living centers in Tikal and Uxtun in northern Guatemala. 100 BCE, volcanic eruption drives settlers from Culiacó, the Valley of Mexico, to the city of Teotihuacan. In 36 BCE, the earliest pre-Mayan long count inscription is carved at Chiapa de Corzo in the Chiapas region of southern Mexico. In 150 AD, the Pyramid of the Sun is built at Teotihuacan, which is just north of Mexico City. In AD 199, you have the Holberg Stela, the earliest piece of writing in the Mayan system being carved. It has a date on it. And at AD 200, the Zapotecs are at the peak of their power. Now, it's at this point that we start seeing the huge increase in the large ceremonial cities, which indicates successful trade. You have fighting between the various groups. And this is going to become what is known as the classic period. So we're not ready to deal with that at this particular point. But let me give you a little bit more information about the early cultures. Let's look at the rise of the Olmecs. Now, laborers built an awe-inspiring ceremonial center on the banks of the region's slow-moving rivers in the Veracruz rainforest at San Lorenzo. Men were working at hand baskets, raising a towering earthen platform. 150 feet high, topped by a cone-shaped earthen mound. By 1200 BCE at Leventa, around 30 miles downriver towards the coast, they built an earthen pyramid 106 feet high and a ceremonial plaza in 1000 BCE. The San Lorenzo complex contained the earliest stone drainage system to have been discovered in the Americas. Craftsmen carved remarkable stone heads up to 3 meters, up to 10 feet in height. These ancient works of art have characteristic flattened faces, thick lips, and headgear reminiscent of a helmet. Their creation is a matter of enduring wonder. To make the carvings found at San Lorenzo, stone cutters and laborers transported huge rocks on sledges and water rafts over 50 miles from the Tuxtla Mountains. The people behind these astonishing achievements lived a more hierarchical society than their immediate ancestors. Scholars believe that the vast stone heads they were carving were homage to their rulers. Great armies of laborers were needed to build these vast ceremonial centers. This ancient civilization, which is now called Olmec from the Aztec word for the area in which it originated, the Olmecs developed a wide-ranging trading network. At its height, their civilization had a very wide sphere of influence. Olmec-style grave goods have been found in northwestern areas of Mexico City, while stone carvings exhibiting an Olmec influence were made some 750 miles to the south in El Salvador. However, there is no evidence that there was an Olmec empire, and the civilization gradually faded in the early part of the first millennium BCE. The site at San Lorenzo was destroyed in 900 BCE, and within 100 years, Olmec control and stylistic influence began to disappear, although they would continue to survive for many years. The culture's full span is probably 1500 to 400 BCE. Now, the Olmec had a lasting influence, for they bequeathed many distinctive religious ideas and practices to their descendants in the region. They developed religious rites involving human sacrifice and bloodletting, pioneered the use of ceremonial centers, invented the ball game that would become popular right through the Aztecs period. They propounded the idea that the universe was divided in four directions, often carved a divine figure that combined the features of a human baby with those of a jaguar. And some scholars claim the Olmec may have also have invented the writing system later developed by the Mesoamerican peoples, notably the Maya. Archaeologists examining Olmec works of art have identified more than 180 symbols that may have been used as glyphs. So this is a very mysterious group that we need a lot more background information, and the Spanish burned most of the books, and we're not even sure that they may have had books at this particular time. So next time we'll look at the next tribe that moved into the area, which is the Zapotec, and then get back into our Maya friends. The sources for this are the Maya by Cole, the Civilization of the Maya by Anquin, the Popo Vuh, In Search of the Maya by Brunhaus, Outline Dictionary of Mayan Glyphs by Gates, Incidents in the Travels of the Yucatan by Stevenson, New World Archaeology by Scientific American, Aztec and Maya by Phillips, Yucatan Before and After the Conquest by Delanda, Rise and Fall of the Maya by Mayan Civilization by Thompson, and Maya History and Religion by Thompson. So I hope you enjoyed that, and as always, don't forget to come by the website summahistorica.com or historyaccordingtobob.com and ask a question, leave a comment, check out our merchandise, and if you like what we're doing, please feel free to support us. Thank you very much.